This episode is powered by Safety FM. Welcome to Safety Talks, a podcast about all things safety, as defined by you, with your host, Steve Sisson, on Safety FM.
Well, everyone, welcome to Safety Talks. My name is Steve Sisson, and today's guest, we have Barrett Price from Vivid Learning Systems. That's an HSI company, and he is the marketing director. And Barrett, welcome to the show.
Steve, thanks so much for having me on. I'm really excited to talk about Pillar today, and I appreciate the opportunity here.
Hey, not a problem. I appreciate you being on. You just mentioned Pillar. We know you guys as Vivid Learning System. Can you tell us what Pillar is and what gets you excited about it?
I can. We have this crazy idea, and it's been a couple years in the making, but we want to change the way safety professionals work. That's what we want to do. So for a few years, we've had systems. There are many systems in the EH&S space and that automate tasks and make life easier for safety professionals. We're really close to our customer and the voice of the customer. We've been on a mission to build a customer-centric organization for several years now. Cut to Pillar. Pillar is online safety management. It's professional safety online. It's a suite of safety applications that are integrated. So for our customers, it's really simple, and that's not an accident. We wanted to give them one place, a home online, for them to log in and get more safety stuff done. Daily management, daily tasks, some of the things that are organized now by or disorganized, I should say, or overcomplicated using many other systems and tools.
Okay. Now, Pillar itself, from what you've explained to me and what you kind of just mentioned now, is, there's safety people in the field have many different platforms to work with. You may have 8 to 10 different programs that you work with. So Pillar is trying to make a one-stop shop for a safety individual?
Exactly, Steve. And, with your background as a safety pro, this. It's a really big job. We want to empower anyone in a safety role by making that job just a little bit smaller. So what's happened is, our prospects, we talk to them thousands a month, hundreds a day. We talk to safety professionals all over the United States. I think at this point, we probably talk to every single working safety title in North America, and I'm not kidding there. But it's a big job, and our prospects tell us they're stuck using the business tools of the 90s, right? So they're using things like PowerPoint, Microsoft Excel, Microsoft Word. They don't have a lot of tech support, and they don't have technology. If they do and they have access to it, they're working, again, with siloed systems. So you might have one thing for safety data sheet management and work with one vendor there. So you're managing this network of tools. And also, if you're fortunate enough to have a budget as a safety pro and a substantial one to acquire software or licenses there, then you're managing vendor relationships too. And so you got this complicated network of, mismatch or, piecemeal tools just to help you get stuff done on a daily basis. So if you're building training, you might be doing it in PowerPoint, right? And that takes a lot of time to plan on and execute. If you're managing your safety data sheets, a lot of folks are still doing it with Excel, and keeping current with that is a big challenge in relation to, OSHA standard for hazard communication compliance, which I know you're familiar with. So our premise is this: old school safety is not getting it done anymore. It doesn't work for the employees. It doesn't work for our customers, whose job is to send these people home safe, and protecting livelihood and also, the operation that they support. And so there's this gap, and what's changed in the world here is that technology is supporting a lot of other business teams. So your accounting team, your HR team, your sales team, they all have software that they work with and interface with on a daily basis. Safety has never really had that. It's never had a job platform, something to tie the whole thing together on a daily basis and supply a singular source of data for management of what we feel and know to be a fundamental operational role for any organization, and that's workplace safety. So we want to empower those people with a tool, and that's really what Pillar is all about. So we feel like we can change the way safety professionals work today. And, you know, our mission behind the scenes has always been to make life easier for safety professionals. We've been near and dear and true to that for many, many years. And so for us, this is a dream that's coming true. That's what Pillar is for us. We're close to our customer. We talk to them routinely. And this is the thing they tell us they want and need the most, which, you know, maybe you can speak to your experience, Steve. You know, some of the tools you used, and just how challenging that big job can be without the right resources.
Well, not only challenging, it's very time consuming. So, you know, in my last few companies that I worked for, you know, we had multiple platforms on anything from MVRs to DQ files to accident investigations, and you name it, it goes on and on. And, you know, if you wanted to know something specific about an employee, well, let's take a driver, for example. You wanted to know how their driving history was, you got to go one platform to pull their motor vehicle report. If you wanted to know if they're qualified under DQ, you've got to go to another one. If you want to know what their, let's say if you had a drive camera or smart drive in their system or in your system, you wanted to know how they were doing it, you have to go to another platform. It sounds like Pillar is really trying to take all of those platforms eventually and bring them all into one place. So if I wanted to know about a driver, I select that driver and everything's presented to me right there. Or if I wanted to see about my company itself, I can select on a company overview and see exactly where I'm at. Is that the direction that this is going?
Yes. We envision this thing as a growing, scalable platform now. And so fundamentally, you've got a learning management system in the platform. You've got a safety data sheet management system in the platform. And then you have the magic of automation between the two and uniting the two. So Pillar out of the box, you've got a massive library of high-quality training content. The LMS piece of this, learning management system piece, is delivery and automation there, and tracking and record-keeping for compliance with your training program, right? On the safety data sheet side, it's pretty spectacular, actually. Incredible quality of data. GHS compliant data. We've got 800,000 sheets that are quality sheets with not a lot of data discrepancies there, which, you know, some of the vendors you work with will claim to have millions and millions of sheets. And, you know, we found those claims based on, you know, firsthand discussions with our prospects to be specious at best, we'll say. But it's the approach we take with the customer is full integration. So we index your sheets, we provide authoring assistance and that kind of deal, and you can manage your chemical inventory, and you can do it across multiple locations. We make it all very simple. Pillar is, you know, at the content level, HTML5 enabled, mobile ready, you know, cloud supported. So it very much is that online software home for safety. And we expect it to grow. Some vendors today are out there doing audit management, for example, right? And the safety inspections. They're out there with mobile tools, and you subscribe to that kind of stuff too. We want to take care of that eventually, and also the record keeping and injury and illness reporting piece of this, as far as OSHA is concerned too. But yeah, document management is a huge challenge too. We know that. And so that's an application that is currently under construction. But the plan is to handle as many daily safety tasks that we can help automate and centralize in the platform. So Pillar is really this organizing umbrella for the job, and it's going to grow in terms of functionality and capabilities. Today, really strong LMS, really strong safety content delivery, and the reporting and activity metrics that are alongside that with a world-class chemical inventory and FDS management tool. You know, that's basically the sum of its parts, Steve, today.
Now, Nice. You know, in our discussions prior to this podcast, you know, you and I had a few conversations, and one of the things that came up is, you know, whoever can do this product is going to hit a home run, because there are multiple companies out there looking for this type of service that is all encompassing, where everything comes to one platform. And one thing that I found very, very good about what Vivid has done is you guys didn't sit in an office and create this. You guys created a focus group of professionals. Is that correct?
That's right, exactly. So, yeah, we have, we call it a customer-informed product roadmap. But it starts with the group we call the Avengers. And these are our Avenger team. They're our best customers. We reached out to them, several personalities. I think we're up to 16 on our customer roundtable with this group. And we want them to drive the organization at the level of product development, primarily. We want our customers to tell us what they need, and then we'll build it. And it's really that simple. This group is super engaged. We've loved working with them up to this point, and they've carried us a long way. So we have, you know, sent them beta exercises and tasks and asked them to complete those. They've been with us every step of the way throughout this process. And that's not changing either. So as we continue to add applications and functionality to Pillar, you know, that group's going to be the driving force behind those changes and ultimately what we ship and create for the customer. So they're a fantastic resource, and that's a really good story for us. It's an organizational shift that we made about 2 years ago to start to focus on that. And it seems like a no-brainer. Let your customers, you know, advise you and guide you on how to make them happy. Happy customers are what we all want.
Absolutely. And I love the name of the Avengers. I think that's, of course, awesome. You know, I've been looking for this kind of product for many years, and I've had a lot of companies tell me, yeah, we can do it. So we sit down and we send data, and, you know, we try to work through APIs and all of this good stuff. And then they come back and say, you know what, we're just not ready. We're just not there. But it sounds like Pillar is probably the closest one that I've seen so far that is there, and it's taken the steps one at a time rather than trying to make shift it at the last minute to satisfy a customer. You're trying to use the customer to build the system based on what's needed in the field using the Avengers, and then be able to deliver an awesome product.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's an excellent point. A lot of folks will build anything for their customer, or they'll say they can do it. They'll overpromise and then underdeliver. And that's the kind of thing that can kill you in this business. And, you know, we know that firsthand. You can look around the industry and see how some of that, you know, fast, let's make a buck now decision making has ultimately resulted in customers fleeing vendors in droves. And that's also true for other software as a service business types. That have recently, you know, seen some phenomenal growth with HR tools or, you know, accounting tools. They outstrip their ability to support the customer, and they overpromise on the product. And so that's something we're very sensitive about, and that's why that roundtable and having them with us, you know, and leading our product development efforts. That's certainly a problem I know we'll avoid. We're going to be and are very candid about what the system does and offers today, and also optimistic about its growth in the future.
You know, it's funny that you say that, you know, your philosophy or the Vivid's philosophy is really doing what they can to help the safety professional. Because, and you made a point of it earlier, that safety professionals usually don't have the resources they need. It's either the financial, it's either, you know, the personnel to do the job or get the job done effectively. So anything we can do, or any company can do, to help the safety professional out there is the way that companies need to be focusing on. Because, you know, helping them, saving them 10, 15, 20 minutes a day, even if it's that little amount of time, that actually is a whole lot for a safety professional, because they're so overwhelmed with the amount of work they have to do.
Exactly. We actually have a few prospect personas, but one of them is drowning and needs a life raft, right? We talk to a safety professional who's in that situation, and they cop to it immediately. You know, we'll ask them, it sounds like you're just really challenged right now by many different things. What can we do to help you? They'll say, yeah, that's me. That's me to a T, and I need 50 different things right now. So anything you can take off our plate or help me with is something that they're highly interested in. So that's a well-known sort of cliche in the safety world, but it's a cliche because it's true in a lot of cases. Big job. So, you know, the same businesses that our safety professionals support, they have some needs that are universal. They all need training content. They all need to deliver safety training, and they all need, you know, easy access to that. They need to be compliant with the regulatory environment, be it state or federal. And so, that's another thing here. They have these needs. The laws and the regulations don't change every day. You know, they're fixed to an extent. We certainly keep up with those and are in step with the regulatory environment at the OSHA level, just like any safety professional, you know, must be to do their job. They have these needs. And so that's part of what Pillar addresses, you know, these fundamental needs that every organization helps. And this lets our safety professionals support their organization more effectively while owning that role, you know, at a leadership level. So,
yeah, you know, helping the safety professional, that's the key. And you guys get this product developed the way you guys envision it. I'm telling you guys, you're going to hit a home run here, because there's safety people, there are risk people, you name it, of individuals out there looking around for this type of product, looking for an, you know, one-stop shop for all of their data to go into and come out in a, you know, logical way where they can, you know, press a few buttons and get all the information, where you can go into a corporate, you know, board of directors and say, here's our information, rather than doing what you said, using 90s technology and taking loss runs out of Excel and doing pivot tables and trying to figure out, you know, what's the frequency and severity of my claims, and then transferring it over to a PowerPoint so it looks nice and pretty. So you guys are on the track for a home run here. So Pillar really excites me, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you know, you touched on something, and that's metrics and reporting. You know, getting buy-in for a safety program is one of those fundamental challenges for our prospects, and we know that. And the challenge there is, all right, how do I get it? Well, you need information. You need to be able to do budget forecasting. You need to be able to have or demonstrate some of these business skills that may not seem native to the role. Right. Management. We have a course, a webcast we do, and it was put together by our chief safety officer, Jill James. So I think I'd mentioned her to you before, Steve, but Jill is a safety professional. She's been there and done it all. So she started as an OSHA inspector. She was once one of our best customers. And so we did the smart thing. We hired her so we can start to, you know, get a little closer to our customers and build for them. And really focus on, you know, supporting the safety pro with resources. And Jill has always dreamed of having this kind of one-stop shop. But buy-in and helping these safety professionals are finding themselves in that situation where they're having trouble, getting even clear expectations from management. This is one of her passion projects. So she put together a presentation that's really popular. It's called Safety 101. And it's for people who don't speak safety. This isn't surprising to you or probably the audience, but a lot of people don't. There is a lot to learn. There's a very steep learning curve when you start walking into the job, right? It's not just about not having accidents today. There are a million things to learn. And so, you know, our prospects are lifelong learners. You know, and our most successful customers are the folks that are, you know, focused on continuing education. They've figured out how to feed themselves with information. You know, they've taught themselves how to fish to stay compliant and stay up to date with regulatory changes, for example. And also, you know, what resources are out there with their workers' comp providers, for example, you know, and some of the free help that you can access there. And so, the Safety 101 is really something that we created so safety people can give it to their bosses and say, look, this is what safety is at a very fundamental level, and it takes a historical perspective. Look, you know, the OSHA Act was, I think, 1970. Starts there, takes you all the way to modern day, right? And along the way, you know, we talked about that gap between safety and technology. You know, that's really what Pillar is exploring today. We're trying to create, eliminate that distance between safety and technology relative to some of the other business teams and organizations. And we want to do that to enable the safety professional in their role. So they can come to management and say, look, you know, we've got accidents in this area. I would like you to invest in, say, some hazard mitigation. And this in turn is going to reduce our accident and injury rates here. And you are going to experience, you know, Mr. Executive, an ROI from the safety function. So, you know, they need data and they need tools to accumulate it so they can make a business case, you know, just plain and simple in their organizations and have that seat at the management table. That's what we, you know, our secret dream is to empower this younger generation of safety leaders, you know, and have this tool be something that is just foundational for them day to day.
You know, I like that you said that with the new safety people coming up. I've got to work with some people coming out of college, and they're baffled about the technology that we're using. You know, they've used more higher quality technology going through college than we're using in the business field. And you know, we've got to step it up. And it sounds like Pillar's doing that, which is fantastic.
That's right. You know, old school safety isn't getting it done. You know, your workers today, they expect a modern training experience. They expect to work with modern tools in the business context. And so, you know, for someone just like you, you're fresh out, say you're fortunate enough to have a higher education in safety and you graduate with a concentration in occupational health and safety and you're out in the business world and you get your first job, you know, you will have used more technology than will most likely be available to you in your current business context. And so you're going to come to your employer and you're going to say, hey, look, I need a tool here. And they're going to say, why? Right? And you're going to walk into that scenario and you're not going to have a lot of historical data, you know, available to you or at your fingertips or on command. So how do you even get support for something like that right away? How do you explain it to folks who need an education in safety in the discipline? So, you know, we had an exercise a few weeks ago, and I'm laughing because it's a little bit absurd, but just we looked at resumes posted for occupational safety jobs or environmental health and safety jobs, and looked at about 5, 6, 7, 8. Not one of them is similar. There are a couple different overlapping themes, but it's almost like they're just throwing stuff out there at the recruiting level, right? So, all right, we need a job description for safety. We know that to us, these three things are important. Fill in the blanks for the rest of it. So we looked at about 5 or 6 of those, and then we just aggregated all the stuff that was different across them all. And the list is just phenomenal. I mean, it's so huge. You know, what the job can look like as a safety professional. I mean, the task that, you know, and expectations that you're expected to handle. If you're one person and you're alone, it's got to feel like you're walking up just the largest mountain, you know, with no snow gear, and it's going to be rough. I just can't imagine standing in those shoes. But that's what we try and do. We want to stand in the shoes of those individuals. We want to build and create for those folks. And that's why I'm so optimistic about Pillar. I mean, nobody's more passionate about this concept than I am, except for maybe our chief safety officer. So
where would the listeners here, if they were interested in Pillar itself and learning more about it, where would they find that?
You go to vividlearningsystems.com. We've got plenty of information out there. We've got a bunch of helpful resources for safety professionals. A lot of stuff. We have fun building tools and then giving them away to safety pros. So, you know, if you were, it's still early in the year. If you're still putting together your safety budget, or you're even ahead of the game and putting one together for 2020, you know, we've got a budget calculator tool. We've got a, you know, ROI calculator for training. So you can run some numbers with your organization. And we've got many other free resources. Training for Compliance is another one of our tools. And this will tell you, based on hazard exposure, exactly what training you need to offer. And it also will give you a custom report with frequency, et cetera, so to match you up with the right kind of courses. So if you reach compliance, but also it's got best practice recommendations too, as well. So a lot on our site is not about Pillar. That's going to change too. But you can certainly find the information about Pillar in our top navigation. It's right there at vividlearningsystems.com.
Nice. Well, I've been on your website and there's a lot of information, a lot of good information. I like the calculators in the toolbox you guys have. And with that, this is Barrett Price, Marketing Director with Vivid Learning Systems, an HSI company. Thank you for listening. This has been Safety Talks, and I am your host, Steve Sisson. Please join us next time where we talk all things safety. Looking for more information on our host, services, or even more podcasts, please go to safetyfm.com. If you want to see it in app form, you can download the Safety FM app on the Apple Store or Google Play. Until next time, stay safe, my friends.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Safety FM.
This episode has been powered by Safety FM.